post-September 11th terrorist anxiety touched the music world when Swiss police investigated French conductor and composer Pierre Boulez. Music critic Lloyd Schwartz says his favorite living musician is making musical news as well.
Pierre Boulez made headlines recently, but not for his music making or Grammy Awards. The police in Basel, Switzerland, evidently dragged the 76-year-old musician from his hotel room in the middle of the night, confiscated his passport, and detained him for 3 hours as a terrorist threat. There are two versions of this story, which broke a month after the events in question. The British newspaper The Guardian reported that he was put on the police list because threats were made, surely not by him, to a hostile music critic after a particularly negative review. The BBC News reported that he made the list because of a comment he made when he was an apostle of the avant-garde back in the 1960s, that opera houses should be blown up. It's true, artists are dangerous, real subversives. They make us rethink our knee-jerk responses. But they're not literalists. What they say needs to be interpreted. We can see how Boulez wanted to revitalize opera in the new DVD of his radical 1976 production with director Patrice Chéreau of Wagner's epic four-opera Ring Cycle. Wagner's grandson Wolfgang, the director of the theater at Bayreuth, Germany, built especially to perform Wagner's operas, was looking for a new view of this cycle to celebrate its centennial. Boulez and Chéreau gave him one of the great stage productions of the 20th century, not the usual glorification of German mythology by Hitler's favorite composer, but an exploding of conservative opera tradition, with a moral indictment of the greed and hypocrisy of the Industrial Revolution and its effect on the 20th century. Chéreau's deliberately anachronistic images are visually stunning. The Rhine is a hydroelectric dam. The Rhine maidens are prostitutes. In their frock coats and glamorous evening gowns, the gods look like a family of wealthy 19th century industrialists. A huge pendulum hangs in their private chamber of Valhalla, reminding us their days are numbered. Men in the chorus, in shabby suits and ties, look like German workers in the 1920s, a mob out of one of Bertolt Brecht's political plays. The modern world is directly implicated in this myth, which may be exactly what Wagner had in mind to begin with. But here, the usual Wagnerian heaviness is gone along with the horned helmets. Boulez makes the orchestra fluid and transparent. The singers are subtle actors who actually look their parts, and they can sing with both grandeur and conversational intimacy. Here's the first entrance of the poignantly beautiful soprano Gwyneth Jones as the youthful, exuberant Brunhilde, whose affection for the mortal Siegmund will precipitate tragic, even cosmic consequences. If ever a musical work was made for DVD, it's The Ring Cycle. How sparkling the images look, and how satisfying to replay a favorite scene without having to wind back and forth searching through 14 hours of videotape. Several other Boulez performances have also come out on DVD. Brilliant concerts from Cologne and Frankfurt with the London and Chicago Symphony Orchestras of 20th century masterpieces. It's great not only to hear, but to see the master at work, and the cameras really focus on him. If he's ever arrested again, at least while he's moldering in prison, there are still these documents of his dazzling technique and Cat Got the Canary grin, and we can watch them whenever we like in the comfort of home.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed new DVDs of Pierre Boulez conducting Wagner's Ring Cycle and Stravinsky's Rite of Spring.